week. How are you, church? How good was Jess Pedlow? It is so good seeing young women and men rise up through the ranks at Horizon Church, and I love it. You are going to love tonight, though. We set out at the beginning of this year saying that our vision scripture for this year was Matthew 16:18. Can I have that up, please, Elise? And it says, and now I'm going to tell you who you are, really are. Yeah? You are Peter, a rock. This is the rock on which I'll put together my church, a church so, thank you, with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. Can I just say, God's kingdom expansion plan is people. It's not things, it's not an abstract idea. God's kingdom expansion plan is actually people. And so tonight, we are so blessed. We have people that are expanding the kingdom of God in industry. And they're a diverse group of people. Two of them you'll know really well. One is a new friend of our house, and you're going to really love him. And tonight, I really pray that hearts are open as I interview the panel, and people are sharing the way in which God has used their individual life to touch many, many lives and to do expansive things for God. I love this morning, Roger, our finance guy on the board, finance guy, is that even a thing? I guess it is. A very, very well-loved person in our mix said, our church has been built. This morning we went through our finance report, and as Jackson mentioned, you'll be receiving that in e-news this week if you receive e-news. And Roger said, our church has been the story of the accumulation of the mums giving theirs, of the business people giving theirs, of the young people giving theirs, what God has put in their heart to give to expansion offering. And the accumulation of that has been a massive impact on many, many souls saved, lives changed, and a church built. Well, tonight is just a snapshot of three of those stories of people that actually have a revelation of what it is to live according to this expansive God purpose that we are called to. And I pray tonight as they speak and share their story that perhaps you'll see yourself in some of it, and perhaps your heart will be ignited by God to make a big impact on your world. So without further ado, I want to invite my three panelists up tonight. Why don't you come up? And Horizon Church, why don't we give them a massive welcome? Come on through. Aren't they a great looking panel too, right? Fantastic. Why don't we grab a seat, guys? Let me introduce you to our panel tonight. Our first panelist is Roy Marcellus. Would you welcome Roy for me, first of all, before I tell you who he is? Roy is actually the senior pastor of Sydney Christian Worship Centre. I know he doesn't look even old enough to be a lead pastor of a church, but he is. But in addition to that, Roy is the sales director of Crown Group Holdings, quite a large property, international property firm that is doing incredible things. He's married to the beautiful Jessica and is the father of three beautiful girls, one of them who was only born about a week ago, right?
8 days.
8 days old, little Dakota. But we'll hear about that in a moment. We've got the beautiful Jenny Veris, who is not so well loved and known at our church. But what you may not realise is Jenny is an AV project manager at the Sydney International Convention Centre. And she is an absolute name in the industry. I'll tell you more about that later. But anyone who you mention in that industry, you mention Jenny's name to them, they know her, they love her, and she has massive relational capital in that industry. So we are real blessed that you're on the panel tonight. And Lloyd as well, you're incredible and someone I've known, Lloyd and Fiona, for 20 years, but something you may not know is that Lloyd directs a property and finance company called DPN. He founded it and is co-directing it at the moment, and is just expanding faster than they really can keep up with. One of the things that Lloyd has been venturing into, quite unexpectedly actually, is a social impact business called Casa Capace. And it's actually a premium line of housing that is serving people with disabilities. And so a real unexpected development in your business, I think, but just something that God is on. And we're going to hear about that. In addition to that, Lloyd is actually one of our board members and just does an amazing job speaking into the business and operational matters of our church. So thank you. What an amazing panel, right? I just feel like... We're blessed. You're going to love them tonight. Marcel, thank you so much, and thank you to your church for letting us have you this evening. We just think you're amazing. Many of us know you. Look, can we just start with the family stuff? Because we all want to know, of course, about the girls and so forth. So you just had a little girl, 8 days old.
Before I start, can I just... yeah, that's it.
Sorry, she
welcome
just presumpt you.
Dakota Faith Marcellus, right? And she's 8 days young. So as you can see, I didn't sleep for the last 8 days because of the nappies and things like that. But before I start, I just want to say thank you. What an incredible, incredible privilege for us to be here. Brett, Allison, you're one of a kind, let me tell you. Come on, guys, send some love to them. You know, amazing, amazing. And yeah, so I'm a dad of three girls. Can I have, that's it, that's basically it. So all three girls are under five. Come on, somebody, give me some love, right? Under five. Savannah Joy, Valerie. Savannah Joy is the most princess out of them all, you know. She dreams to be a YouTuber, have own channel, and she is 4 and a half. Like, seriously, come on. And the second one is Valerie Hope, okay? Don't mess with her. She will punch you right in the face, right? And then the last but not least is literally Dakota Faith. So, yeah, that's my family.
That's amazing. Marcel jokes. We call him Marcel, incidentally. Marcel jokes about not having any sleep. I really think it might be a reality. You live this massive life. So you're a lead pastor of a church, a director of sales for a massive multinational. How did the journey begin for you?
To be honest with you, My dad and mom are doctors, but at the same time, they are lead pastor of a church. Wow. They woke me up every 4 o'clock in the morning to do a morning prayer since I was probably about 5 years old. Wow. Okay? Wow. So I thought coming to this real world, I thought that's normal. Right. Everybody is doing this, you know? And I got robbed, like seriously, because no one is actually doing it. Doing really well at their professional job and career and things like that. But at the same time, serving God full heart, wholeheartedly, over time. And I thought, that's normal life. No problem. That's okay. And then everybody asked, how do you do it? I said, aren't everybody doing it? You know what I mean? So it's come to my surprise. But I was trained and bred like that, I guess.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, your lead pastor, before I go any further, can I just show the church a little clip of you preaching? I know you're shy about this, but media team, if we could just show a little clip of Sydney.
Greatest robbers is that people, Christian, they know the fact that they are no longer a slave. They know it, but they still act like one. You know what? Moses and the entire generation, they are so close to the promised land, but they missed that completely on the promised land. Because why? Because they're out of Egypt, but then the Egypt never left them. They were no longer a slave, but God cannot get out the slave out of them. The promise is always there, but we never claim it. Everybody shall claim it. You can claim joy, joy. I claim you in Jesus' name. Healing, I claim you in Jesus' name. Growth and increase in the church, I claim you in Jesus' name.
Wow, come on. Marcel, you're a preaching machine. That's incredible. So you get called to ministry, but what many may not realize is tomorrow you won't necessarily turn up to the church office. Well, none of us will because it's a public holiday, but on a normal Monday, right? You don't turn up to that. You go to work as a director of sales with the Crown Group. Help me understand.
Okay. So on Monday and Friday, I'm actually director of sales for one of Australia's largest private developer. Okay. Our focus is one thing. Our focus is building high-rise residential building. If I can show some of the photos of our buildings, that'll be awesome. So basically, we are focusing on building high tower, high-rise tower, okay, and focusing on the Sydney market. But lately, we've been buying lands in Los Angeles, in Indonesia. We're building a city in Indonesia. So we're not building towers. We're building a city with probably about 4,000 apartments there. And then we've got land in Melbourne and also Brisbane. So it's a full-on job.
That's incredible.
It's a full-on job, yeah.
It's incredible. So
yes.
How did God call you into this bivocational thing? Like, what was the launching pad?
The launching pad is this. Hear me out. Okay? A lot of people ask me the question, how? How are you going to do this? How? But what they fail to understand is that it's not the how that is more important, but the most important thing is the why. Because once you get the why, come on somebody, help me preach today. When you find the why, you will find out the how. Right? Because think about it. Let me explain to you. Not for a second, and I believe you are in the same boat too, but not for a single split second that I believe that when God says, go and make disciples, I'm getting somewhere. Go and make disciples and baptize everybody and go to Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. And my promise is for I will be with you till the end of the age. That's the promise of God. Not for a split second that I realized that greatest commandment was never reserved for full-time pastor and full-time ministry. Come on, somebody. It's for every single believers. It's for every, I'm going to say that again. It's for every single believers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my question is, your question, why are you doing it? My question to you is, why are you not doing it?
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says one time Mary and Joseph is looking for Jesus. Why are you doing this? How come you're missing, gone missing? Jesus says this, why are you looking for me? Did not you know that I must be about my father's business?
Yeah.
When I was reading that verse, it actually spoke to me. I must be about my father's business. What is his business? His business is to save soul and make disciple. Save soul and make disciple. Come on, somebody. Save soul and make disciple. Everybody needs to be. Now, you also need to be about my father's business. Jesus be save soul and make disciple. If you believe with me, shout amen. Come on.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You know, you can be a property agent, but you are first and foremost called to be a revival agent. You can be a property builder, but first and foremost, you are called to be a kingdom builder. Your skill has to build the kingdom. Your finance has to build the kingdom. How your skills and talents. A lot of young professionals, me, when I was young, we focus on building career. We know the how. We know how to work around our career and things like that. All of us is like that, right? But we know the how, but we lost our why.
Wow.
Our why must be all about my father's business. I'm going to leave that.
Come on, amazing. So Marcel, you receive this call from God and God stirs your sense of purpose that you are to be about your father's business, and everything about your life, your soul winning, your finance, everything you do has to be to that end. And God takes you into a context that not many of us get to see, this incredible world of high-end property and so forth. And it's a huge world you're involved in. Just to give people context, would you mind if I just showed a video of the launch of your Infinity property? So this is, Infinity is one property in a collection, large collection that Crown Group has. It's in Green Square, if you're aware of it, on Bourke Street, in the inner city, close to inner city Sydney. It's one of many. So let's have a look at that video. Thank you, Elise.
Today is a historical groundbreaking for the history of Crown Group. It is a culmination of years of building better buildings and not focusing only just growth, but focusing on building the most beautiful building that the world has ever seen.
Infinity by Crown is something that you will never ever see again. You see so many people coming in, hundreds and hundreds of people coming in.
This, looking at this crowd, this is really exciting and very happy to see because we put so much passion in the design. This was going beyond pushing the boundary, coming outside the box and trying to find sort of like a new architectural language for the city of Sydney.
So in Infinity by Crown Group, we have a swimming pool under this canopy. We have the music room, and we have this public piazza where people can congregate and where the public and the private meets together.
It's not something you see every day. I just got off the plane. I never thought I'd ever expect to sign something today, but I have.
After I seen those people lining up, I just made my choice. I'm going to get something today. Actually, it's my third time buying from Crown Group. I bought one in Top Ryde, one in Clarence Street, and this one. And I buy from Crown exclusively because I know they're going to build beautiful buildings.
It's pretty much 75% gone already, and we're like halfway through the day.
The whole international world are watching in Sydney right now. Infinity by Crown Group, we believe, will be a legacy for decades to come.
Just a little block of units that you built on the side. I've got to say, Marcel and I were corresponding this week, and the issue was, what on earth do I choose? Like, he has just been involved in so much, but what it spoke to me is God has anointed this man's imagination. It's like he said, God, whatever you want to do, the sky is the limit. You just keep expanding me. My capacity will keep expanding. You just keep using me, God, because that industry needs to be touched by you. The kingdom needs to be financed. It's incredible. Talk to us about that.
See, if at the end of tonight, and we go home and we said, Marcel, you're great and blah, 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 I failed. I just want to explain to you where I was from so that you understand the context of where God, if God can brought me there, God can brought you there too. Yeah. 7 years ago, I was selling milk and juice to Woolworths and Coles. 10 years ago, me and my wife, at 12 o'clock midnight, me and my wife was walking to do a job called Walk and Be Paid. You probably haven't heard about that. Yeah. But me, folding flyers of Coles and Woolworths at 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning, just after leading a connect group, by the way.
Yeah, we right? are. I love it.
And then just put it in and things like that. And just keep believing and things like that. And 15 years ago, I used to be a waiter. And what humbling season for my life is that I was preaching in a youth, exactly the youth like this. And then that God can use you for many nations. God can bless you for many nations. And after that service, I go back to my job, taking an order, food order, from my youth group. So I'm preaching there. And then at night, I said, what do you want? Oh, nasi goreng, fried rice. Okay. All right, no problem. I go home that night and I said, God, you gave me a promise.
Yeah.
Wow. You gave me a promise that I got sent from Indonesia, from somewhere in the middle of nowhere, that you're going to use me for many nations. But I couldn't see it coming. I couldn't see it coming. And then selling milk and juice, that's not pretty too. You know what I mean? I remember the day where I called my buyer and my buyer says that, who are you? I'm not your training grant. And he hang up on me. Are you serious? How dare you? Like, seriously, I'm a son of God. You know? But he did. You know what I mean? But that was me. And I'm just hoping and I pray to God in the next 20 minutes that I can speak to some of you. If you are in that season of walk and be paid, if he can brought me here, he can bring you there.
That's amazing. Why don't we give him a hand? Amazing. Marcel, I want to come back to you in a moment. I just really feel that you have some gold about kingdom living that you want to bring and generosity and so forth. But I do want to ask Jenny. Jenny, you've been in industry for 20 years and you, I think, could probably relate to many parts of Marcel's story in terms of the humble beginnings, the perseverance, going through a lot of difficult times in industry to now becoming a very well-known name in the industry, in the events industry. Jenny is renowned for the relational capital she has. She never, ever loses a client. She is just someone who knows how to steward relationships well, and people trust her with referrals because she knows how to manage relational capital. What does your current role look like now with ICC?
I'm actually back at the International Convention Centre. I before that was at the Sydney Convention Centre. So I had a boss that I worked for 10 years and we closed down. And for 3 years, I sort of just wandered a little bit and not really sure where God wanted me to go. And about a year ago, my old boss asked me to come back, so that's where I am.
Wow. Amazing. So you're essentially headhunted.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. A dimension of your career that God is really breathing on at the moment is, I guess, you probably never dreamed of a journey beyond your own, but God is elevating you as an industry role model. And you were recently quoted in an industry journal as saying, sorry to quote you, you have to have role models in any industry. It's like any other male-dominated industry. You can't see women, or if you haven't been exposed to women in that industry, it's not something you think you can be a part of. I think it's needed someone to champion and address the lack of women in industry and get some of the businesses behind it and expose it. And so you were headhunted for the Women in AV initiative to recruit businesses on board and really milk the talent that's in our nation and so forth. And knowing you for a long time, you're not necessarily a naturally upfront person, but you felt God breathe on it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's an initiative that actually one of my old job share partners had sort of birthed. Mm-hmm. I suppose having the platform of being somewhere like the International Convention Centre, you know, she sort of had approached me to, you know, could we get help, you know, give this a bit of a name. It is unfortunately an industry where women don't, or young girls don't, think that they can use that as a path or a career. But I've been given, you know, this opportunity to actually be a part of shining a light on it. It's definitely something that both my male bosses have been very behind and have championed me to do that.
Amazing. In industry, as a woman who carries the kingdom of God into that place, what are some of the ways that you've chosen to live consistently over the last 20 years to really elevate the name of Jesus Christ in that industry?
I don't know if I've ever told this story publicly, but my first ever event at the Sydney Convention Centre was definitely not an event that I was happy doing. It certainly went against everything that I believe in, and I had only been there for a couple of months, and I went to my boss and asked that I never be put on an event like that again. And I thought, I'm really going out there to, you know, potentially lose my job. But I was pretty, and he still makes jokes of that, you know, to this day, and will, you know, give me the Christian events that come into the centre.
Yeah, sure. So you made a stand at that point.
Yeah, I had to make a statement, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess there's choices in every career path where will you actually stand for Jesus Christ, or, you know, Pastor Brad referred this morning to, will we work by the arm of the flesh, or will you allow God to elevate you in due season and so forth? And I think it was a real watershed moment for you. It was a test from God and so forth. Amazing. I just think what God is doing with you in the industry is incredible. I want to come back to you in a moment and ask just about you and Danny as a couple and the choices you've made to steward the resources that God has put in your hand. But Lloyd, coming to you, it's been an incredible journey, really. I've known Fee and Lloyd for 20 years, and many of us here would know Lloyd as a successful business person, but I guess I've seen the personal sacrifice and the journey that you and Fee have undergone. on. Lloyd, if you are, I guess, a guest here tonight or someone who's new, as well as being a board member and a director of a company, Lloyd actually came from humble beginnings, a married man. He was actually a plumber at the time with a big dream in his heart. God had put something huge in his heart. Moved on into sales and marketing, and God then eventually birthed a business through Lloyd, DPN. He founded a business that he now directs. It's actually at the point in momentum where they're not able to keep up with the growth that God is bringing to the business. But what I'd love Lloyd to speak about tonight is just the whole arena of prophetic imagination. And I know Lloyd is a man that really seeks to hear the voice of God and allows God to ignite dreams, and is someone who really knows no limits. You've ventured now into this, social impact business, Casa Capace. Can you tell us a bit about that and how that came about?
Yeah, it was pretty weird how it all happened. I went to a potential client's place and sat down and went through some information for him and basically a plan for him to look at his retirement and his goals and what we, you know, the way we actually conduct our business. Anyway, he rang me about a week later and he said, "I really like what you do. It was really professional, but you know the house that you showed me?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I reckon you should use that for the NDIS." And I said, "Okay." And I'd heard of the NDIS, which is the National Disability Insurance Scheme. And I heard that, but I didn't know too much about it. And anyway, we got into this discussion and I said, "Okay, tell me about it." His background was actually building houses for the government. And the government was spending around about $1.2 million to build a 5-bedroom home without the land, just to build the house. All right. And I went, "Strike, that's ridiculous. We could do way better than that. Wow. We could do it for at least, you know, just over a million." No, I'm joking. And but we could really do a major change here.
You know? Total opportunist as well as...
Grab your opportunities, people. Grab them. And but what I did, I just went, "Oh, wow." And my business partner, he was overseas on holidays. And I just rang him and I said, I texted him actually, ring me now like this. Anyway, and I said, "Look, I'm going to send you an email. Have a look at this." And as soon as he literally arrived back from holidays, we booked an appointment that afternoon with this particular guy called Barney and met. And this thing has just taken off. It's gone pretty exciting. Wow. And but the real ignition part was where I was at actually a meeting with a guy that oversaw providers. And so there's different people, different companies that actually provide housing. And people with disabilities go to these people. They find a house and house them. And probably one of the saddest things I heard was about a 32-year-old young guy who'd had a motorbike accident and was a quadriplegic, but was actually living in a nursing home.
Wow.
And what happened is it was just incredible, this guy's life, because he actually said, "I refuse to make any more friends because they all die."
Oh, wow.
Because they're all old people. And it just, like, it hit a real core of me. I went, "Wow, this is just ridiculous. How dare this happen today?" Wow. And so we started this. We bought a block of land, and which is out southwest of Sydney, and we're just about to build our first home, which will be our flagship home. It'll actually be the nicest home in that development, I'm sure. And and so what we want to do, when we actually showed one of the ladies who provides the housing for people and places these people, her and her business partner that were there, they actually teared up because they just said, "We just can't believe the dignity this will bring for people. Like, this is just going to be world changing." Yeah. And so, the name Casa Capace means it's Italian for house, and Capace means to enable. And so, we actually called it basically Able Homes. Yeah. That's what it means. And so, to give people a life of dignity when they actually can't find it for themselves. And it's pretty exciting. There's some other stuff that's happening at the moment that is beyond our wildest dreams with where God's taking us with this. Yeah. And we just know God's all over it.
I love that. I know that the tagline, the vision line of your business is live the life you want. And I know for you, that has got a deeply spiritual application. I know, as someone that's known you for quite a while, the journey that God has taken you on. If you were speaking, I hadn't planned to ask you, but if you were speaking to somebody who God is birthing a dream in, what would you say in terms of the principles you've lived by, the walk you've walked?
I just know it's not you. Like, it's that whole thing in Deuteronomy, you know, I love that verse where most people quote that, you know, it's the Lord our God that gives us the power to create wealth. I actually like the bit before it in 17, where it actually says, don't look at yourself and see what you've achieved, but know that it's the Lord your God that has given you the power to create wealth, right? And most people don't quote that. And so, like, I feel like I'm doing this, if you took me back 20 years, I feel like I'm doing it easier, even though I'm busier than I ever was. You know, like I said, in my 30s, when Jai was born and the kids grew up, I was like semi-retired. I had this phenomenal lifestyle, you know, where I just didn't do much. I had two or three appointments a week, and that was pretty much my life. And then, you know, several years ago, we just went, right, let's make something significant. And so now I'm busier than I've ever been, but I feel like I'm actually doing it easier than I've ever have. And because I just feel like God's all over it. And Jenny was talking about the whole thing of women and her, you know, in her profession. I love women in our business. Probably 80% of the people that work for us are women. And I just think they do an amazing job. And I just see lives changing because we decided to do something and dream. And if the big thing I ask people when they come to me and they sit down, they go, oh, I've got this idea. I just say, ask them, I go, is this a hobby or a real business? Wow. Because some people go, oh, this is going to be a hobby. I feel warm and fuzzy. But you know what? There's commitment that needs to be taken here. And you've got to work that out right at the beginning. Is this going to be a hobby or is it going to be a real business? Are you going to really let it launch? And one of the prayers that I pray, and I pray all the time, is, God, give me an idea that takes little amounts of time but will make huge amounts of income. And that's what I always pray. I just go,
Andrew,
just give me that idea.
That
give me
that prayer too, idea. Don't you, Andrew Hannah? Yeah, so,
Amazing. I thoroughly concur with what you said. I love Lloyd and Fee's journey. Fee's unable to be here this evening, but both of them have been people that have really wanted to lift the lives of others and use the dreams that God's placed in their heart for that. I just wanted you to put, though, your board member hat on now. We are in a month where we're in a huge giving season where we're asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us and so forth. You as a board member, you have these numbers put across your desk weekly, you know, the giving of our church and so forth. What sort of impact has the giving of a church like this had? What impact has that had?
You have no idea. You know, it's that, like, this is, I was thinking about it the other day, like, God's like Bitcoin on steroids. Like, you know, like, he gets the most minute gift in this, and don't ever feel like this is, like, you know, your $10 or $20 is insignificant. God just multiplies it. It is amazing to see what God's done here. And, you know, to reduce the debt, it gets me excited. And I remember when Brad first came on as pastor here, you know, we were chatting and we were sitting at one of the restaurants down at Cronulla there and having breakfast. And I said, one of my dreams is to have this. So the giving for the building fund doesn't affect anything. We don't have to use the tithes and offerings for paying back the loan, you know. And this is what's happening. Everyone's just pulled together and there's like a unity now. Like, there's ownership here. And it's like, you can, you know, there's three different people that really go to McDonald's, all right? It's true, all right? There's the people that drive through and they just get their takeaway and they just go, yeah, I'll have my fries and my burger and all that kind of thing. And they're gone. There's people that sit in there, all right? And they just get there, you know, they sit down and they have a meal. But then there's the owner that turns up every day and he works and he puts in the hours that people don't see, all right? Because he's sowing into something that is his, all right? And that's what people have done here. There's people that have come into our church, right? And they've come in and they've walked out, you know. There's, you know, do you want any fries with that? And, you know, and they've gone. All right, and there's people that have sat in and they've ate and they've developed and, you know, and they've filled, you know, fed their hunger and they walk out fed. But there's people like you guys that are actually sowing in, that own this place. Like, you're actually, you've invested and you've paid a price. And so, and for Fiona and I, that's who we feel that we are, you know. I just know that God has blessed us to give. And I remember even thinking about, you know, tonight, I was thinking about a story I had years ago where I just started my apprenticeship as a plumber And I said to my dad, my mum and dad were pastors just down the road at Engadine for a long time, and they were actually doing a building, building a new part of the church and everything like that, and they had major debt on it. And I look back and I think it was only like $200,000, and I look back and go, that's like nothing, you know. And but the thing is, it was significant at the time, and I just remember saying to dad, why don't you just do this thing, Dad, where you just get everyone to give a week's worth of their wages, like as a sacrifice? And he goes, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, Lloyd. But I just remember that was on my life then. Like, it was actually this, you know, entrepreneurial thing of how can we get rid of this debt? How can we pay this thing off and get rid of the debt on God's house?
So amazing. I concur. We have an incredible church that have really invested in, and I think, can I just encourage you, please read the finance report when it comes out again. I just think, as well as all glory to God, like for the great things he has done. It has been nothing short of a miracle, really, the turnaround that has happened. But I guess the gratitude in my heart, and I know that our board and Lloyd is a representative this evening, is just incredible for the lives. You know, every single person has sown in some way, and every bit has been part of the miracle. So it's been incredible. Yeah.
You will never know all the stories that have come out from the dollar that you put in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I really do encourage you to stretch. And Fiona and I have done this so many times where we've really stretched. I remember years ago, and I was only sharing, I think it was, I won't actually say who it was, but with someone just recently, you know. I remember one year, our accountant stuffed up, and he stuffed up big time, and he actually didn't put in, tell us exactly what we needed to pay, and it's not our accountant now. We sacked him really quickly, and I got a great accountant now. But we owed a really significant amount of money in tax. We just thought we'd wealthy. We all just thought, wow, I've got all this extra money here. But what happened is it came, of course it does, it came 2 days before we had to give into the offering. And we could have gone, okay, we'll just pay the tax off and not give to church. But we actually did the opposite. And I don't suggest you do this. Like, you know, this is my disclaimer, you know, seek God first.
It was
first.
A personal revelation,
But it was a thing for us where I just felt like God was testing us on this. Yeah. It was that whole thing where he's going, you know what, where's your faith? You know, where's your, you know, your blessing coming from? And I just remember going, oh, look, it was an easy decision. And we just paid that. And like within a month, we'd paid off a tax bill, which was miraculous because God just brought in all these other things that we didn't even know were ready to be paid and stuff happened. It was miraculous.
Miraculous. Mm. Amazing. Mm. Before I come back to Marcel, Jen, I just wanted to ask, how will your family be preparing for the expansion offering on the 24th? How do you and Danny as a family go about preparing for that?
Oh, I mean, obviously seeking God as to what, you know, we should give. Danny's also quite creative in finding different ways to, I suppose, gather a little bit more money, including looking at his own company as to, you know, how can I utilise my employer to help build the house, which he's done, you know, and he only found this out in the last year. And I think we treat this house like it's our family. It's an extension of our family. So as much as we would pay into our mortgage, as we do, to build our family home and build our family, we see this house as an extension of that. So, and we don't do it in a way that means that we're going to, you know, get more money. The more money we put in here, the more money we're going to get. Yeah. We see it as blessing and favour for us in our career, in our family, in the favour and the love for our children. So, you know, like from youth, from kids, from creative team who just love on our children. So,
Amazing. I love the way you've involved your kids in the journey too, asking them to seek God about what they would give and what they'd raise. I just think, I love families like the Verises. It's what Horizon Church is actually built upon, so I love it. Marcel, I do want to come back to you. You're a man that sees vast figures, possibly figures that many of us won't see in our lifetime, and you steward that with such a kingdom perspective. Can you talk to me just about your revelation of generosity and kingdom finance?
The revelation about generosity should be very, very simple. The world of the generous will get larger and larger.
Yeah.
The world of the stink, it will get smaller and smaller. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
If you want to get larger in life, if you want to dream big, you said, God, I want big, give.
Yeah.
How's that sound? You want to have big vision and big dream.
Yeah.
Don't rob God from the opportunity for Him to bless you. Very, very simple. The world of the generous will get larger and larger.
Yeah.
The world of the stink, it will get smaller and smaller. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
If you want to get larger in life,
yeah.
if you want to dream big, you said, God, I want big, give.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Love
you
it.
Want to have big vision and big dream.
Yeah.
Don't rob God from the opportunity for Him to bless you.
Yeah.
You know, the margin in life.
Yeah.
If you want to dream big, you said, God, I want big, give.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
Love
you
it.
Want to have big vision and big dream.
Yeah.
Don't rob God from the opportunity for Him to bless you.
Yeah.
You know, the world of the generous will get larger and larger and larger and larger. I remember the day where my budget for my wedding was $400. I bet you any money, nobody has that low. My wedding.
Yeah.
And you know the way we watch it? Sometimes he forgot to turn off the video. So all of us go like this. Oh, yeah, that was a good dress. Oh, yeah, that was a good dress. But right now, from a guy that sells milk and juice, to lead a company that turned over $500 million, $500 million per year.
Yeah.
Only God can do that.
Amazing.
Only God can do that. It's not my skills. Yeah. It's not my look. I'm handsome. Oh, yeah, that was a good dress. Oh, yeah, that was a good dress. But right now, from a guy that sells milk and juice, to lead a company that turned over $500 million, $500 million.
Wow.
Per year.
Yeah.
Only God can do that.
Amazing.
Only God can do that. It's not my skills.
Yeah.
It's not my look. I'm handsome.
Yeah.
But it's not my look. Because Lloyd here is like an art, like serious, like an actor, man. Like look at the guy, but like move over, Bruce Willis. Lloyd is coming. Like seriously. It's not the look. But when God, when you are generous and you are faithful in your giving, in your tithing, when you're generous, come on, man. The world of the generous will get larger and larger and larger. Come on, somebody, if you believe it, shout amen.
Yeah. I love it. Marcel, I want to give you the last word tonight because these guys will get to speak, you know, at some point in the future, I'm sure. But as this church prepares for the 24th, you know, in this room we have, you know, university students, we've got single parents, we've got business people. What would you say to a church like this as they prepared over the next fortnight for this expansion offering?
You know, in life, since we were small, our mom will always make us to choose. Savvy, do you want ice cream? Or do you want toys? I want both. You can't. You got to choose, right? Do you want this or do you want this? But I feel in my heart that the message when I was driving here, God, in the morning I was preparing tonight, there is a word for Horizon Church. That there is anointing, not anointing of or. You don't have to choose, but there is anointing of and. You don't have to choose whether you have to be a full-time pastor, full-time ministers, or you got to build your career. You can build the career and build the kingdom of God. You've got like sword in one hand and spade in the other hand. You build the kingdom of God. Everything in your life needs to revolve around the kingdom of God. Why? Because the greatest commandment is not for Pastor Brett and Pastor Allison, but for all of us. for all of us, the body of Christ. I'm leading the second greatest church, Sydney Christian Worship Center, after Horizon Church. Let me tell you, I've never seen such love to the house of God than Horizon Church. Pulling $1 million? Brad, teach me. You're the king, man. Like, seriously. But you guys are amazing. And let me tell you, when you build your career, there was season in my life where I built my career, like 9 to 5, 5 to 9, building career and things like that. And I go home empty. I go home and I said, man, I can do so much more than this. You know what happened? I know the how, but I lost my why. I lost the kingdom mindset. We got to find that kingdom mindset back. You know, all Horizon Church, you are called to be a kingdom builder. Not property builder only, but also kingdom builder. Not property agent. You got the word, but you... Okay. A lot of people also says, ask me, sorry.
No, please.
Come on. I'm about to preach. Come on, somebody. You know, a lot of people ask me, how? Let me tell you the how. Okay. A lot of people have got the word of God in their life, the promise that God will use you from any nation. But they don't, they've got the word from God, but they don't want to do the work of God. They've got the vision from God, but they don't want to do, they don't have the conviction behind the vision from God. You know, a lot of people says, it must be your faith is big. Yeah. But it's more, it's not my faith, it's more my faithfulness. When other people give up, I press on. I just, when Pastor Iwan, which is our CEO of the company, just give, hey, I'm going to give you $500 million, 600 apartment project on top of Top Right City. I have no, absolutely no connections. My first question was this, what is stamp duty?
Wow.
And my team says, we are in trouble. And I said, how long have you been doing that? Oh, I've been in multiplex 25 years. I've been doing this for 30 years and things like that. And they asked me, who are you? I said, I'm Roy Marcellus. I used to sell milk and juice. And I need to lead them. You know, when the anointing of God is upon you, the world of the generous will get larger and larger and larger. So if I want to preach to you, if you are actually thinking, God, I can do so much more and things like that, give.
Amen. Amen. Amazing, huh? In a moment, I want to show you a piece of media of One Life Change by generous givers just like you. But before I do thread that video, why don't we thank our panelists tonight, church? Thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny and Lloyd, and especially Marcel for coming out. Why don't we have a look at that video as we wrap up tonight? Thank you, Elise.
I'm Chris, I'm 18 years old and I'm school captain at St. Pat's Sullivan. By a series of coincidences, I couldn't make this legal studies excursion to the courts in the city, so I decided that I'd just go to Sullivan Court because I just wanted to see what it was like anyway. But I had no idea where I was, and I must have walked past it like 3 or 4 times, but something was shielding me from seeing it. And it was the middle of the day, it was hot, I was hungry, I just wanted to go home. And I was walking on this street I'd never been on before. And then I saw this building. And I just felt like in awe of it. Like all these emotions like started coming. I felt like weirdly like I was home even though I'd never seen it before. And like I felt this almost magnetic connection to it. And I just knew that like I had to be in there. And that building was Horizon Church. But it was the middle of the week, so I decided to come back the next Sunday. And I was there by myself, and I saw this community of people, young people, old people, everyone, that was just so glad to be there and so engaged in what they were worshipping. And I just knew there was something different, something special about what I'd just been a part of, and that there was definitely something bigger at play. So I decided to keep coming back, to keep checking it out. And then on the third week I came, I remember listening to this song, Broken Vessels, Amazing Grace it was called, and I just had so many situations on my plate that I was like arrogant, so I didn't want to make any steps towards like repairing them myself. And then I just felt this weight lift off me and being transferred from my shoulders onto somebody else's. And, like, I don't know, I just suddenly felt like there was a lot of hope and there was a lot of life in the circumstances that I was facing, and that I really wanted to just go and fix things. And, yeah, I gave my life to Jesus that week. And, yeah, it was awesome. In that same week that I got saved, this guy named Zane came up to me and he told me about the youth program that happens every Friday. And that Friday I went to youth and I made so many more new friends. My friendship group, like, expanded heaps. Everyone was so friendly and welcoming, and I pretty much instantly started serving on the lighting team. And now I've become the lighting coordinator of the youth team, and it's been really rewarding and cool. If you decide to make this church your home, then you'll start a life that's bigger than you could have ever imagined and ever predicted. And yeah, just do it. You've got nothing to lose.
Amazing, huh? I love stories like that. They're absolutely the reason that we do what we do. You know, as we prepare for Expansion, in fact, can I just ask everyone to take the brochure in your hand? Who loved the panel tonight? Aren't they just amazing people? Big lives, living them for God. When Andrew and I first got married, I remember having conversations. For the first time, I was making financial decisions with my partner. I'd always done it as a single woman. Both Andrew and I, since we were very, very young. In fact, I remember tithing first when I was 9 years old and beginning to engage in special offerings like missions and buildings funds early in my teens, actually. But I always had a dream in my heart that I could give a certain amount. I always participated. I always heard the voice of the Holy Spirit for what He would want me to give. Tithes and offerings every week, special offerings like this building fund. And I knew the reason why. I knew my life had been changed growing up in a church, growing up in a great youth ministry and a kids ministry, and being under the preaching of the word, making godly decisions and allowing it to shape my life so that it stayed on course in God. But I remember that first expansion offering, what we now call expansion offering together, and having a dream in our heart that we could give a certain amount. It was much, much more than either of us had ever given. But we felt that in the coming together and seeking God, that there would be a cumulative effect, that God would honour our faith. And that year was the first of an ever-increasing expansion offering for us. And God literally, if you heard the word this morning of God giving seed to the sower and food for bread, God made it really, really clear to us as a couple that He would give us seed to sow. And He's faithfully done that every single year as a married couple, given us seed to sow, ever increasing. It's not, we've not gone without as a result of it. He's given us bread as well. Seed to sow and food for bread. Tonight we've heard massive faith over giving and about the world of the giver enlarging, the world of the generous enlarging. And so I'd encourage you to take this brochure. Inside of it is actually a giving card. And we'll go through the practicals of the two parts of the offering next week and so forth. But I just want to encourage you, whether you are a young person in our church tonight, whether you are a married couple, a newly married couple, that you would not limit what God may want to do through your life in not participating, but that every person under the sound of my voice tonight would go, you know what, God has a place for me in this year's expansion offering. And maybe my part will be taken by God, breathed upon, and it'll be lives like Chris Breen that'll be changed as a result of it. I really believe, in fact, that there is going to be miracles this offering like we have never seen before. People that have said, you know what, my hand is up, God, that I want to be a sower. Would you give me seed to sow? I really believe that there are some tonight that are making that decision. I don't want to just be a consumer. I want to be a sower. Lord, would you give me seed to sow? I'm going to actually invite Marcel up. I just think Marcel's got a massive spirit of faith on his life. And I'm actually going to ask you to take this card in your hand right now. And Come on up, Marcel. Before anyone writes a thing on their card, we're not asking you to write anything tonight, but before you write a thing on this card, I want Marcel to pray over us as a church that God would speak to the sowers, that a spirit of faith would be released in this place, and that God would begin to work in the hearts of his people as to how he would have them participate. Thank you so much, Marcel.
Amen. Can I please ask everybody to stand up, because I believe that God is about to release a word. Come on, somebody, be hungry. God is about to release a word. God is about to release anointing of Anne in this church. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 11 to 13. The Message Bible says, dear, this is the Paul. Paul says to Corinthians, dear Corinthians, I cannot tell you how much I long for you to enter this wide open, come on somebody shout, wide open, spacious life. We didn't fence you in. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you are living them in small ways, small giving, small teaching, small mindset, small faith, small dream. I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. I love you guys. Open up your lives. Live openly. And what? Expansively. When I got this word this morning, I said, this is for Horizon Church. Even my wife says, this is for Horizon Church. The word of God for you. Open up. Open up. Open up your life and live openly and expansively. The way you give is the way you're going to live your future. So I want to challenge everybody, when you're preparing your heart on your giving, when you pinpoint that number, pinpoint a number that scares you, because the God that we are serving is not a small God with small giving, with small faith, but we are serving a God that can give, you know, that can raise a waiter to be a property developer. How can that be? There is no calculator in the world can explain that, but he's the same God that can raise me. He can raise you. Come on, somebody. Let's stir the spirit of faith in this room. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I want to release the anointing that keeps getting larger and larger and larger, Father God. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to release the anointing of Anne so that people don't need to choose to serve God or to build career, but we can build the kingdom of God and we can build the career at the same time. Father God, I pray, come on, release faith. And release faith in this church, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we want to release people of God to live openly and expansively in the name of Jesus. The world of the generous will get larger and larger. If you believe it, come on, shout the shout of your victory today in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, there is going to be politician is going to be rising up from Horizon Church. Businessman is going to be risen up from Horizon Church. From young professional that think that they are small, God, we are serving a God that is massive. So expansively, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive your blessing. We receive your word. If you believe that, shout, just shout a victory. Shout amen.